welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
First podcast of 2021.
Jesus Christ.
We're so fucking old.
Why?
Why are we so old? My God.
I don't know what happened.
I'm just going to die soon.
We've been doing this podcast for 7 years.
Oh my God.
Or, yeah, no, it'll be 7 years this year.
How is that a thing?
I don't know. We just don't stop doing it. That's just what happens.
Oh my God. But perpetuates itself.
Yeah, because we did it started doing this in 2014.
Oh my God.
And we're reaching the 7th year of existence.
I mean, I feel like we should apologize.
I apologize on our 300th episode.
I think we did, yeah.
I think we did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I don't have much to talk about because we're recording this immediately after our Wonder Woman episode, but
I watched a Dad for Noon movie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes. Explain.
I watched Triple Frontier on Netflix, which I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck and Oscar Isaac. And Charlie Hunnam and Pedro Pascal and some white guy. I don't remember his name. It's kind of dumb, but it's dudes walking around with guns and climbing over hills with bags of money.
Was it Uncle Scrooge?
No. So like they used to be soldiers in the like special ops team and now they're out. And Oscar Isaac is like a hired gun down in like Brazil.
You know, I get Oscar Isaac and Pedro Pascal mixed up too.
Well, they're buddies.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. I kind of feel like there's...
Oscar Isaac can grow like a full beard, like a nice
beard.
Yeah. And not like a patchy. Yeah. He's also shorter than Pedro Pascal.
Oh.
So just FYI.
Oh.
Oscar Isaac's running around. And he's like, you know what? There's this drug guy. He's got all this money. And I'm going to take his fucking money. And I'm going to get a team of guys in here to help me take his fucking money. Because I am tired of the fact that I got fucked by the U.S. government. And I'm not set for life after all the special ops bullshit that I did.
Mm.
So he gets a team together. There's some weird musical choices. Some Metallica as we're in a helicopter. It's very funny. And then they go.
Two Live Crew at one point.
There, you know what? There probably should have been. No, but there was Walk was in it.
What, Pantera?
Yeah. As the other white guy whose name I can't remember, he plays Charlie Hunnam's brother.
Okay.
He's also an MMA fighter. And they're like...
Randy Couture?
Maybe.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. He's a white guy. I don't remember his name.
There's a lot of MMA fighters.
Well, he plays an MMA fighter. I don't think he is an MMA fighter.
Oh, I thought it was Randy Couture.
He plays an MMA fighter. And so they're like in this shitty gym... Like a high school gym where they're doing basically like where you go to see a wrestling show.
Yeah, like a high school gymnasium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, and now here's this guy standing at 6'3". And you're like, I don't think so. But here he is. And he comes out to a Pantera's Walk to go. To go fight some dudes.
Garrett Hedlund?
Yes. That guy.
Garrett Hedlund, who was in Tron Legacy.
He was also in Country Strong, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I bet you he was.
I think he was.
I bet you he was, because I saw that movie, too.
Yeah, we have that on DVD.
I think we bought it real cheap.
Yeah, it was a cheap-ass.
It was terrible. Purchase.
Yeah, Country Strong, 2010, yeah.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow died in that movie.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
It was so dumb.
Stupid-ass fucking movie.
Yeah, so anyway, but they're like, okay, we're going to go down there. We're going to steal all this fucking money. We're going to burn this house down. We're going to fly over the Andes out into the ocean. It's going to be fine. Well, they take too much. And they refuse to get rid of it. And they crash.
Hmm.
And so then they have to carry bags of money through the Andes.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people get shot.
Including Ben Affleck, apparently.
Including Ben. I mean, spoilers for that movie. But it's been out for like 3 years at this point.
Yeah, no. Isn't it like a Netflix exclusive or something?
I think it was a Netflix. I'm surprised it did not get picked up somewhere. But it's kind of weird. It's just kind of... pointless.
Yeah. Well, Ben Affleck's not really doing like a ton of.
But this was a couple years ago. I mean, it's got big names in it.
Names that are bigger now.
Well, Ben Affleck, Oscar. This is Oscar Isaac, like right after he was in Star Wars.
Was it?
Hmm. Yeah. Charlie Hunnam. Like, he was in fucking Pacific Rim and shit.
Well,
like, yeah. So when this came out, like, you had some guys who were pretty big.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as a dad for new movie.
Yeah.
If your dad needs to watch something, you guys are bored, just go ahead and put that on.
Yeah.
I did want to talk about a few video games.
Mm.
I recently picked up Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the Dark Order, I think it is, or the Black Order.
Uh-huh.
Which is like the third installment of that series. And I got that on Switch. Mm-hmm. And I like it, but I don't like it. I like the second one better if we're talking about sequels. But yeah, it's you know what it is that, you know, like a lot of games, you look at them these days and they just look like there's so much shit going on.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys are so small. You know, I can't stand that. Like, anytime somebody's like, hey, man, play this game. And like the character's like just like a few pixels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, get that away from me. You know, I need something substantial. But this one is it's something about it got to do with the Infinity Stones. You get to play with all these different characters. So, which is, you know, kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You don't really have a lot of, I feel like it's hard to control a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I'm not really, yeah, like it's just hard to see. And it just feels much more cluttered than I feel like the other games were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much harder to beat guys and stuff. I don't know. I just feel like the difficulty, even on like the lowest setting, is not optimal for me. So, yeah, I'm not crazy about that game. But I am still playing it because I'll probably want to see it through and try all the other stuff and see who else is in there. So there's that. And then there's also WWE Battlegrounds, which you got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And as a WWE fan, as a wrestling fan who plays all the wrestling games, I think this game, it definitely serves its purpose, which is basically a stopgap between WWE 2K games.
Okay.
Because the 2K game this year that they didn't really put out, which they
well, because
really
the last out. One was such a fucking mess.
The last one was such a buggy mess that they feel like they decided, and you know, obviously the pandemic probably played a lot into that, but they probably decided that it would make more sense just to put out something that they could easily program, and or maybe, I don't know exactly the story behind it, but they were able to put this game out around the same time that the game, the yearly game usually comes out. And they just made like a very arcadey type of game where the characters are just big and full of, you know, full of colors, and they do like exaggerated moves.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I like it. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
The problem with it, the biggest problem I have with it is that in order, you normally with these games, you already have like the bulk of the roster already unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain like playthroughs that you have to do in order to get all the other guys that are left. And then you purchase the rest through like a DLC thing. Like you can get like a thing where you get all the DLCs at once and, you know, it just comes to you and you just have all the characters and stuff. So that's something that you can do. But the biggest problem that I have with this game is that you have to play through this game and earn all these like in-game currencies in order to unlock all these other characters. And that's not cool because it's the majority of the roster. Like I could see if it was just maybe like a few guys, like a few items and stuff like that, you know, that, you know, stuff that you could feel like you can move on without, but the roster is so limited as it is with you without playing and getting all the other unlockables that it just, it makes it really daunting of a task.
Yeah.
And I can't see why I'd want to keep playing this game just to do all that.
Right.
Cause you could also, because the other trick is that you could buy a different kind of currency and spend that and spend less of what you know, and work lesser. Basically, you're buying these items, and you're buying them at like a, you know, like you could buy them at a discounted price, technically with this other stuff, with this other currency, but it doesn't really. I don't think it's cool. It's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know you wanted to try it, which is why I picked it up for you. I did not think it was going to be the best game you've ever been given.
No, I already knew. I knew I was getting into it.
I mean, knew you were thinking of it. You wanted to try it. So I was like, you know what? Fine. We'll just get it for him for Christmas. And
yeah. No, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad.
I wish it was better.
Well, they did come. Actually, one thing it did come was that there was a pre-order thing in there so that you could. And I normally you'd have to pre-order to get it, but if you can use it, you can redeem it and get the edge. And normally that wouldn't have came with that, but it just happened to come in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, great.
Cool.
You know, that means I don't have to, you know, buy him separately. So at least I have one other guy.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So yeah. But
how much would it cost for you to buy all the dudes? Like a lot?
A lot.
More than it should?
Well, I think the currency, it's like you could spend, it's kind of like spending like, you know, like WWE, like, or like money on the Nintendo store.
Yeah.
I would say that in order to buy everybody, it probably cost you like a couple, like $100.
Mm-hmm. No, that's ridiculous.
Or something. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's cheap.
After spending the money on the game, then you have to drop all this fucking money or spend hours of time.
Yeah. I mean, I could be exaggerating it because I really have to go back and look. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't want to spend the money to do that. And I don't know if I'm going to have the patience to play the game. And the thing is that, you know, it's easier to play the game on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to play the game on the TV a whole lot.
Right.
You know, I'd much rather watch TV.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I mean, I have to switch light, which is fine, but it's not as, it just doesn't feel right playing it on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some games have a certain feel.
Yeah.
And some things are better to play, you know, on a bigger screen or something. It's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
So, right.
Yeah. I'm a little bit disappointed in the presentation. I mean, the game itself, like I understand why it is like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think given the circumstances, it's a pretty good option to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for, you know, WWE fans that want to have something to play this year.
Right.
You know, sure, put that out. You know, and it's pretty limited in a lot of the choices and things you can do. Like, you can't make guys in it. I mean, you can, but you can't really make anything. Like, a lot of stuff is very limited to, like, creating, like, an overall preset character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you can make this Fireman or whatever, and you can have all these different pieces and stuff. And it's like, you could do that in a normal game, in the regular games too, but, you know, you don't have a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm certain I could do some stuff with it, but it's not a whole lot. And it's not, yeah. So it's that. And that's usually a big bummer for me because I like to create my own guys and create my own, like, universe. And you
that's
can play
true.
That.
You spend so much. I feel like you play the game for like a week and then you spend 3 months making guys.
It's art.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's relaxing. It's kind of like how I do customizations these days.
I was going to say, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So. But, speaking of customizations and toys and all that stuff, you know, you can check us out on Facebook and I will, upload some videos, post some videos of me opening some figs. I've been doing that on YouTube and, I will have to post more of that stuff. Sometimes I do it with my headset and I should do it with my headset and sometimes my audio gets fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really quite figured it out yet. So it's frustrating because I want to just post the videos, but I can't.
Yeah.
Anyways, but keep a lookout for that. I have some more stuff coming, so I'll just come on. Because I did sit there and just talk about like some Toy Biz figures and stuff, and you know, some Spider-Man, some X Factor, and by the way, twitch.tv/AngryHeroSean is something you should check out as well if you have not already.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to engage with you there. So I guess we should take a quick break then, and
yeah,
we can come back and talk about our book for this week.
Drama. Lust, snark, comedy, heartbreak, creativity, poetry, illicit affairs, rage, revenge, testosterone poisoning, gunshots, sculpture, feminine hygiene products, naked car crashes.
You know what we haven't had in a long time? and liver. Terry Moore, Strangers in Paradise, the audio adaptation, coming to your ear holes in late 2020 on the Two True Freaks podcast network.
Liver is my life.
All right, we are back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Batman / Catwoman, number one from apparently February 2021.
Yep.
I didn't know. I thought.
I don't know how that happened because you bought it in December.
Yeah, no, I bought it. Did I buy it December? I thought I bought it earlier.
Oh, maybe.
So I bought this for you for Christmas.
Yes, you did.
Well, I didn't buy it for you for Christmas. I bought it because I knew it was. So recently I went to the Hall of Justice here in Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And
comic book store
in Parker. And I was just, because I was in the area. It's like right by the post office where I spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
So it's on the way. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'll stop and see what's up. And, you know, plus the pandemic and everything. So I'm like, well, you know, maybe these guys can use some help.
Yeah. Small business.
You know, small business. You want to support them. And they just moved to this new newish location that's kind of newish.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's better than the other location they had.
Yeah. They had this like random ass location and like this
warehouse.
It's like a warehouse industrial place.
Yeah, it was weird.
But now they got a nicer location in like a I forgot to tell you this. So they're in that one place. They're this like next to the it's like next to like I think like a furniture shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that is I think they're opening like a gym. And the gym is just called Kick House.
Kick House?
Yeah, there's a big sign just says Kick House.
That's so funny.
Because it's kickboxing.
Kick House.
Kick House. So I decided to stop in there just to check some stuff out and see what's going on. And I picked up a Nighthawk figure. Or did I buy something? No, it was Thunderstrike. I got Thunderstrike there from the new Marvel line. And I just happened to see Batman Catwoman. It was number one.
Yep.
And
it's
a
new book. Just came out, written by Tom King.
It's on the Black Label.
Yep.
Which... doesn't really mean dick as far as
yeah, apparently it does not. It doesn't really do anything here.
At least on this issue. Like there's no penetration or whatever the hell's going to happen in this book.
There's no Batman does not say fuck. This is not the Snyder cut.
No. So anyway, so we got on the cover here, it's got the Batman Catwoman logo, which you got a little bat in the A, Batman logo. And then you got Catwoman in the O.
Little cat face.
Catwoman face.
Mm-hmm.
And on the cover, you just got Batman's kind of staring off somewhere, and Catwoman's looking at us with our arms around him.
Yes.
And
can I just say, the idea of this book, putting Batman and Catwoman together and being like a monthly or whatever, however many series, an ongoing, is like my dream book.
Uh-huh.
How great. Because you know I love them together.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, this is like right up my fucking alley. Except it was a huge letdown. But we'll talk about it.
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm.
What is your peak Batcat? Like who, like creatively?
Like person who wrote it? I don't know if I could say that.
Because you love Batman and Catwoman so much together.
I do.
Like you have to have an instance where there's like, man, that was like the greatest Batman Catwoman pairing.
There are some really, I mean, she's not in it a lot, but really it was the animated series that kicked it off for me.
Right.
So there's some great stuff there with the two of them, but also obviously Batman Returns. Batman Returns with the two of them together. And there was, I mean, he would pop in and out of her book when Greg Rucka was doing it.
Yeah.
Where there was some good stuff in there when he was doing that long run with her.
Uh-huh.
So there was some good stuff in there. But I mean, really it was what got me into it. Would be the animated series.
Okay.
And I love them together.
But it's not really like a lot of specific instances in the comics.
No, it's not.
This was the best.
No, it's just for some reason I've always been drawn to them as a couple. And it started pretty much with animated series. But then of course, Batman Returns really being one of my favorites.
Right.
Hammered that home.
Christmas movie.
100%.
Which we watched recently.
I love that movie. It's a great movie.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. She tells Batman he's got a fucking chub on the dance floor. It's a great fucking movie.
I got a chub.
She tells him it's semi-hard.
It's a great movie.
So, don't worry, 2021 is not going to be any different for this podcast.
Yeah, no, we're not changing a thing.
Mm-mm.
Still trash.
Trash and proud.
So I guess we're speaking of Christmas. We're kind of centered around Christmas for most of this episode, feels like. Because we're talking about, like, we're singing Silent Night and shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess. Sure.
So, like, we start off with Catwoman. I'm just saying, we figure this is Catwoman. Driving in, looks to be Miami.
And she's an older woman.
An older woman.
With a cat on her lap.
Cat on her lap, and she's...
very cute.
She's got Silent Night, Holy Night playing on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And then now this is a thing that is going to happen a lot in this book. A lot of jumping around to different times.
And this is when... this is my issue with this book.
Uh-huh.
And this is my issue with all of Tom King's work. I do not like the way he writes. I don't like his sentence construction. I don't like how he jumps around like this. I just, maybe this would be better if you wrote this way and you wrote a fucking ton of short stories. But in a comic book, this doesn't work for me.
Right.
It drives me crazy, actually. And that's why I don't read his shit. Because he had that whole run where it's like 50 issues of Batman and Catwoman, and they're fucking on a fucking rooftop, and it's everything I've ever wanted. And I literally can't get through it because I can't stand the way he writes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's very confusing to me, at least. I was having a hard time. Yeah,
this is not what I want. When I read a comic book, I do not want, wait, where are we? What time is it? Why is that person there? I don't want that.
Well, I'm trying to determine where we are in the now.
Exactly. What time period are we even in?
Like, because I feel like
what's
the story...
When does the scene I'm reading take place?
Right. Well, the way that I see it is that the stuff that goes on with Andrea, who we're about to talk about...
is the past.
No, it's not the past.
Oh, to me it was...
no, it's the now. Like, this is what we're following with the now.
Oh, we're going to be... following this story in the now.
Yeah.
Because to me, everything in this book happened in the past, except for the part where she goes to the old age home, or to the except for old Selena.
Yeah.
That to me is the now in this book.
But that, no, talking about in the current timeline of Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To me, in this book, old Selena is the current timeline of Batman.
So everything after this is going to be based on
before. That's what I mean by this book. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, we're not flashing forward. Everything that's happening outside of them being old is a flashback. Now, it's not actually happening in continuity or whatever. It's just like this story is set. The quote now is the old Selena.
Okay.
Everything else happens in the past. That's how I read this.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think in terms of, like, if we're following the current Batman thing, like the whole thing, because we have Batman or Bruce thinking that Alfred, you know, think about Alfred, and Alfred obviously is dead because Bane broke his neck.
Yeah.
So I'm basing it off of this book, off of that current.
Trying to fit it into continuity as DC Comics. Yeah. I'm looking at this completely outside of.
Okay, well, that's different.
Because it's a black label. I can't place it in continuity. Because it's too fucking weird.
No, it is too weird.
At least the time jumping right now is too weird.
Right. So, anyways, we're at this point where Bruce is talking to Andrew Beaumont, who, if you are familiar with Andrew Beaumont, you know her from
Andrea.
Excuse me.
Not Andrew.
What?
You said Andrew Beaumont.
I said Andrea. Andrea.
You said Andrew Beaumont.
I did not.
I thought you did.
Andrea.
Andrea. Yeah. Or Andrea.
Sure.
It's Andrea.
Andrea Beaumont.
Who is the love interest.
It's really confusing. She named her son Andrew.
It is. But she is the love interest / villain in the movie Mask of the Phantasm from the animated series. Apparently, this is the first time she has ever shown up in a comic. Because she was a new character for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's been there ever since. And she, like, never came out of the animated universe until now.
Right. So he's there. She's there talking to Bruce by the fire, which it's Christmas. You could tell because there's a tree and there's stockings. There's four stockings for some reason. And now if Alfred's dead, who hung this shit?
right? Bruce isn't putting up fucking stockings.
Bruce ain't getting the tree.
He doesn't have a new help.
Right?
Who was it? Was it? Are we assuming that the four stockings?
Yeah.
Bruce, Dick, Tim, Damien?
Sure.
Sure.
Those are his sons.
Dick might get a tree.
But he's got a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all Christmas and he's sitting there talking to Andrea and she's like, look.
Yeah, she's like, Bruce, yeah. I've come to you because my son is missing.
Well, no, it's just, okay, are we going to just follow this thread? Because this is why it's confusing, because it jumps so between these different things.
So here's what I hate about this. This is why I don't read Tom King's work, and I'll show you. So they're sitting in front of the fireplace. She's like, hey, Bruce, I'm here to see you. I see nothing has changed. That must be Alfred's doing. Then you see Alfred in the background, and he goes, oh, Alfred's dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's sad. All of a sudden, here's a panel of Alfred seeing Bruce and Selena fucking. And then that's it. And then we cut away to something else.
Yeah.
Why is that there?
I don't know. I feel like, you know what it is?
Is that in Bruce's head?
It's, well, yeah, because he's imagining, you know, he's in his head, he's thinking about Alfred and he's thinking back to the time he had sex and Alfred walked in. Kind of like actually in the cartoon in that movie.
Yeah, but it's not him with Andrea. It's him with that. I think that's Selena.
That's why I thought actually for a second because it took me a minute to kind of figure this out.
Yeah,
that I thought she was like thinking like Alfred was actually there, and then later he was having sex with Andrea. Like this is Andrea he's having sex with.
Yeah,
and that you know Alfred walked in on him.
But he did. But the drawing there looks like Selena.
No, it does look like Selena.
So okay, I mean I don't understand why that would be the thing he thought of.
Yeah.
When we have the hit, this is why I don't read Tom King's work.
Yeah.
To me, that I'm like, what the fuck is that even there for? It doesn't make sense. I'm all for banging. You know this. I want the banging in all the books and all the movies. Everybody should be fucking all the time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense here.
So are we going to be able to read this just straight through?
I don't know.
Because I keep feeling like we have to jump back and go like, okay, well, now this is happening here in Florida.
Right. I mean, we can try to read it straight through. It kind of would be a valid representation of the book.
That's pretty much true. That's true. So, yeah, we do go to Florida, and this is where our older Catwoman is, and mm-hmm. she...
Going to some retirement.
Yes.
Yeah, or, like, some trailer park?
Is trailer it park? See, yeah,
it's like not a retirement village. I think it's just a trailer park.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, a coastal trailer park.
Yeah, and so she goes and she knocks on
or
the...
Or cabana trailers. They're just, like, small houses.
No, I think they're trailers.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. And so she, like, walks up... And knocks on this door, and there's an old man who answers the door, and he's like, oh my God, it's Selena.
Yeah. Also, the whole time,
she has a cat.
Catwoman has a cat that's on her shoulder.
It looks just like our cat.
Looks
our
just like
cat.
Luna's.
Yeah. So then we are now on a gargoyle.
Yes. They both fit on this giant gargoyle,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, with Batman and Catwoman, and they're talking about Andrea coming to visit.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, the sun is gone. She needs me to help find the sun.
Yeah. And so he's explaining to her what happened, like with Andrea. She's like, oh, this was some girl.
This was your first love or whatever.
First love. And then she died in a fire with Joker.
But she
like,
didn't die.
Yeah, but she didn't.
Neither did Joker. Don't worry about it.
So they're off to go figure this out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have them making out with each other.
Yeah.
But it's like a different scene.
I didn't know if this was
because it's a different Catwoman costume.
I didn't think so. I thought it was he's gonna go do something, but she's trying to like distract him from going, so they're like kissing. He's like, no, I gotta go, and then like they're kissing.
But this is a completely different scene.
Is it?
Because look at this. So there they go from,
is this where they're fighting?
No,
I don't think this is a different scene.
No, they go,
no,
from,
it's not.
No, it goes from the red.
Yeah, this is the background. Then,
but
they,
she's got a different costume on.
No, she doesn't. It's just the way it's drawn.
No, it's
just the way it's drawn, babe. It's not a different costume.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. See, this is all red. They're jumping. And then it's like snowing and stuff. And then he's like, I have to go. Oh.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden he's like, oh, I got to go capture the Joker.
The Joker broke out. You know what? Maybe you're right.
And I'm like, well, what part is this now? Because let me also look at saying the costume.
You know what? You might be right. I don't think her costume's that different, but you might be right.
Yeah. So again, now we have a third time epic.
No, you're right. The costume is different.
Yeah, because she's wearing the cowl over her face. It's kind of like the animated series one.
Yeah, you're right. This is a whole nother time period where he's like, got to go catch. They're making out, but he's got to go catch the Joker.
And maybe this is her thinking about...
There's no rhyme or reason. There's no rhyme or reason why these scenes are here.
Okay.
So then older Catwoman is... Maybe it is her thinking. I don't know. And she's like in the trailer park talking to the guy and being like, I have some news about Batman or Bruce or something.
Well, they're talking about like kids or something like that. What's her face?
Oh,
this
yeah.
Old, this old guy mentions, like, oh, how about Helena? How's Helena?
Yes, because so in the long run there, and it started with Rucka. I don't remember who finished it. You know, we have the trades. That okay. Catwoman run. She has a baby.
Oh, she does have a baby.
Yes. And apparently it's not Bruce's, but I call fucking shenanigans.
Now, whose is it?
Some guys. I can't remember who... I can't remember his name. She was hanging out with an older man whose name escapes me. And she hooked up with his son. And he was like an old PI. And I can't remember his name. But then she hooked up with his son. And then the son got killed. And then she had this baby. But I call fucking shenanigans. I don't think she would have ever had a baby if it was anybody but Bruce's.
Right.
So whatever. Okay, fine. So, but Helena's gone. Apparently she's a lesbian now. She's getting married.
Well, actually, I think you were right initially, because now we jump to this, because they go, oh, we got to go find this kid.
Yeah.
Right.
You mean about the part, the old people being the current situation, the current time.
No. Like the old person about this scene here switching, and it's the same, it's in the same thing.
Yeah.
But this is where
you're wrong. No,
but I think you're right, because she mentioned
it doesn't make sense.
Because there's okay. Now, the next part is we go to the sewers, and this is the Catwoman where she looks like she's dressed up in her
old costume.
Old costume, because she's wearing it's gray, and they're in the sewers, and they're here to talk to the sewer king. And they're asking him where this kid is, where Andrew Beaumont is.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, Selena, I trained you," and I'm like, "Since fucking when? That's not how that goes."
Yeah, and so her and Batman fight a bunch of alligators.
And they fight well together. They work well together, which we love.
But now we kind of go to this part where we're okay. So you got this part here where Batman
has,
go find the Joker, and then she's remembering this thing where she's gonna
steal some jewelry from some sleeping guy,
some sleeping mobster. Strong man.
And like Joker's just sitting there
somehow not waking this guy up.
I'm assuming that guy's dead because he has a smile on his face.
Oh, that's...
See? At the top.
Oh, yeah. Joker already took care of that.
Yeah. And so she's like, well, why are you here? And I forget what they even talk about. I don't think it matters.
What is she hanging from here? She's literally just straight up in the air.
There's no rope.
Put her hands on this guy's chest, but it's like, what are you hanging? I don't see anything.
I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know.
And this is also confusing, too, because at one point... So she's talking to Joker here in this guy's bedroom. And Joker's like... Batman hit me in the neck so hard last week that my doctor says I may never speak again. But he's speaking the whole time. Or is he just like ventriloquizing? Throwing his voice?
Is he just kidding? Is it a joke?
Maybe, he is a Joker.
Right? Is it supposed to be a joke?
So this is where we get a part where...
Oh, can I also just interject? And it's on the next page. Drawing the Joker sexy? No.
No.
No, don't give me sexy Joker. I don't want sexy Joker. I want a fucking maniac Joker.
Yeah, because he's all dressed in like this nice white.
Yeah, he looks great. He
looks great. You know, and he's just kind of standing there
His
talking to
Selena. His clothes fit good. He looks good. He's got a fedora. Like, I don't want, you know, alluring Joker. I want a fucking maniac when I read about him.
So now we also have. So here's the thing. Now we actually have a quick spot where we're here in the, I guess, the current of the book.
With the cat.
With the
cat. There's like a blood stain?
There's a blood stain under the welcome mat, and we have, I assume it's Catwoman saying, I have some news about Bruce.
I'm assuming the blood stain means whoever she's actually talking to is, whoever she thinks she's talking to is dead. But I...
Wait, who is she talking to? Wait, in this part or in the older part?
In the old part. I think that means that whoever she actually thinks she's speaking to is dead, and the person she's talking to is an imposter. But that's a guess.
Hmm.
Based on a blood stain, I don't know.
Right. So then we get something where Catwoman does some reconnaissance on this, is doing some reconnaissance and cat like stuff stops some thief, and she's asking him where
the kid is.
Where this kid is, and she's like, I don't know, but he's I think he's living under the bridge, under Wayne Bridge.
Wayne Bridge. And there's also like a weird thing about like, I kind of got the impression this kid was turning tricks.
No, he's stealing something.
No. When he talks about.
Oh, the kid, Andrew, the dead. Sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, we're reading the book. When he talks about Andrew, I got the impression that he was turning tricks.
Oh, because this guy goes, oh no, he's no good. I don't see him, not anymore. Yeah. I wanted to do some more with him, but he wouldn't leave. He said he had a guy said he could hook him up. So I.
Yeah. I was like, are you turning tricks for drugs? Like whatever. I'm just, again, this is.
Hook him up with his dad. That's what he says. And we just have a picture of Batman.
Babe. If we have yet another secret baby.
Secret baby.
That Bruce Wayne didn't know about.
Nope.
Until this kid was older. Because this motherfucker can't wear a goddamn condom. Or get a snip. It's an outpatient procedure. He'd be back to Batmaning in the same day.
Uh-huh.
I can't handle it. I can't handle it. This is my problem. In contemporary fiction, romance, whatever genre, there is no excuse for these secret baby bullshit.
No.
Not when we have birth control and vasectomies and text messages where you can tell people what's going on and emails. Fucking figure it out. If he has another secret baby, I am burning this book on our front lawn.
Police department, the fire department's here.
Man, what are you doing? I'm angry about comic books, lighter fluid, match.
You don't have a permit to do that.
Fuck you, it's my house.
My house. So
get off my lawn.
Her and, yeah, then we get this scene where Batman or Catwoman and Joker are talking and Joker's kind of needling her about not being as fun anymore because she's hanging out with Batman. Yeah. She's fucking Batman. And then we go to the now-ish where she's telling this old dude who for a second I thought was from Commissioner Gordon, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
And she's saying, it's like, well, Bruce got sick. Catwoman, older Catwoman's telling us, like, well, Bruce got sick and his family was there and I told him I loved him and then he was gone. And this guy's like, oh, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Now we go to underneath Wayne Bridge.
Yeah.
And Batman's looking in a tent and he finds, I'm presuming this is Andrew Beaumont, and he's got the Joker smile on his face.
Yeah, because he's been doing Joker drugs
and he's dead. And then we're in the police department and Bruce is saying like, hey, they say he was looking for his father. Andrew, where's his father?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, he's dead.
Yeah.
And then now we got a thing where Catwoman is sneaking into Bruce's bed, which Bruce actually sleeping. Come on, that doesn't happen.
He's also like, oh, I just installed a new security system. And she's like, yeah, I fucking bypassed it. By the way, I'm in lingerie. Let's fuck. Okay. Yeah.
So then we go with older Catwoman and she's talking to this guy. And this guy is like, you know, they're just having like they're hugging each other and they're just really upset because Batman's dead. But then Catwoman goes, oh, darling, you know, it's so Batman's dead. The guy's like, Batman's dead. What do we do now? And she's like, oh, darling, you know it so well. He's gone. He can't stop me for what you did for Andrea. I finally get to kill you. And this old guy takes off his glasses and takes off his wig.
Starts laughing.
And he's laughing. And it's
the Joker.
The Joker.
But he's like a vampire Joker. Because does he like bite her neck?
No, he just looks like he's just got his gnarly ass teeth.
Okay.
And then now we're in a cemetery and somebody's opening up a grave of Victoria Beaumont. Or no, I'm assuming this is Andrea's grave because she opens up this grave and the phantasm armor's here.
Maybe. I don't think it is because it says Victoria,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but maybe that's
but the what whole
maybe,
thing.
But maybe that's her mom.
That's what I was going to say. The whole thing in Mask of the Phantasm and the way they meet is because it's her mother's grave that she's standing by. So I'm assuming she just
stashed it here?
Threw her costume in with her mom.
Right. And then we
Which, wouldn't that smell?
It stinks.
Right?
Yeah. And then Andrea's sitting on the bed and you see the costume behind her and we're just playing Silent Night still. And that's how this ends.
So what happened in this book?
Well, we get the introduction that apparently since somebody killed Joker, killed is responsible for the death of Andrea Beaumont's son, she's going to become the Phantasm and take care of shit. And we're going to follow along this current path of Catwoman also, and Batman.
Also, Bruce is dead in the future. Also, something, Batman and Catwoman together, but not together.
Yeah.
And there's like four or five different threads here.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it. Just tell me the story. This is a comic book, man.
Yeah.
This isn't a fucking
novel. Do you
want to
keep reading this?
No.
Because I just want to know.
Which sucks for me.
Here's the thing. I want to know if in the next issue it settles on one timeline.
Probably won't. I mean, you can check it out. We could always check out the next issue and see what happens, which apparently isn't going to be until...
Who the fuck knows?
February? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might check out the next issue, but again, this is my major problem with Tom King's writing. This isn't an experimental short story. This isn't a fucking novel. Just give me the story you want to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't understand all those different kinds of story, but because when I read a comic book, I have a certain expectation of what I am going to get into.
Yeah.
I am going to get a story. Maybe we'll flash between here and there. Maybe something else will be pulled in. But basically is going to be a linear... This happens, then this happens, then this happens, then the next issue.
Uh-huh.
Where this happens, and this happens, and this happens, and then the next issue.
Uh-huh.
Only when it is notated that I'm seeing a flashback or future or something, those things will happen. They don't just fucking happen in the middle of a panel.
Yeah, I know. It's just the abrupt turns.
Yes.
Are really off-putting.
Yes.
And I don't.
And I'm sure you could do this if it's a novel. You can do it experimentally. You can do it with different fonts. You can do it whatever. But a comic book has a certain expectation of what you are basically going to see. I'm not saying you can't rip up that expectation, but you really have to get your reader, especially because this is issue one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get the new reader who picked this up and has never read your work to be like, I am in safe hands with the storyteller, and you do not give me that impression here.
Right.
You give me, I'm going to be fucking confused and all over the goddamn place. I can't follow you for 20 pages.
Yeah, no, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Confused, and like, I'm just curious if it's going to settle down at one point. But
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it, because again, I don't read Tom King specifically because he does this all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. You have to think about the audience and who do you want to pick this book up? You know, it's a...
You think the audience would be you and people that like Batman and Catwoman.
100%. And this is an adult's great, but this is also issue number one of this title. So you have to realize that if it's issue number one, there are new people out there who've never read... I mean, no one's ever read the series, but maybe who've never read Tom King's work before.
Yeah.
Who might see this book.
This is probably one of my first real instances of checking them out.
And being like, oh, hey, I like these two characters together. I didn't know they had this comic book. I'm a random casual comic book reader who wants to get more into comics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick this up. And you fucking give them this? Why would they ever buy issue two?
Good question.
And that is my issue here. So.
Bah.
Sorry.
No.
I'm angry today.
No, you should be, because this is fucking confusing.
I'm really tired because we talked about Wonder Woman for like 3 hours.
Yeah, and then you got to deal with this shit.
And now I'm mad about Batman and Catwoman.
Well, get ready for DC Future State. Look at this fucking thing here. I feel bad because I don't know who a lot of these people are.
I think they're supposed to be like new versions of these characters.
But what are the old versions?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how Future State works. I don't know anything about it.
Does Batman wear short sleeves now?
I think,
or is that the future Batman?
I think this Batman doesn't have a mouth. That's future Batman.
What, mouth Batman? No mouth Batman?
I don't know about no mouth Batman, but I think short sleeve Batman is future Batman.
Okay. And also you got green, Swamp Thing with horns.
Yeah, future Swamp Thing.
Future Thing.
And like that's a different Superman.
And you got Bouncing Boy of all people here.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening with that. Yeah, I know nothing about it.
Here's the thing. I've thought about this, that some of our more popular episodes deal with some current books. Mm. So it might be more of a thing where...
I mean, anybody who's never picked up this podcast is going to be real pissed at me right now.
Eh,
I apologize. I'm usually so much more funny and charming.
Yeah, it's true. But no, we might be picking up some more newer books too, and just maybe adding them to the collection. I just found this out fairly recently that there was a Death's Head miniseries last year.
Oh, you should track that down.
I know. But that's the thing. It's like, I have a hard time following this stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on in life in general, and I don't have the time to do it.
To follow all this new stuff, because I mean, there's a couple ads in there. It's got like death metal something.
Well, on the back here, yeah, it tells you all about the spotlight of Dark Knight's death metal.
Yeah, and then there's also like
Wonder Woman plays patty cake with herself.
Sure. There's also like the Last 52, which apparently looks like some sort of like multiverse war.
Well, there's something here called I kind of like this. Well, I love Origins. So there's one called Death Metal, The Secret Origin. And there's also another one called Death Metal, The Last Stories of the DC Universe. The final battle against Batman Who Laughs could very well be the end of everything. This 80-page one shot shows how DC heroes choose to spend what may be their final moments.
Yeah.
So that
Let me see.
Oh, where that reminds me, but go ahead.
No, I wanted to see this thing because there's also this other Death Metal, The Last 52, which is War of the Multiverses.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest battle in existence, with Wonder Woman leading the heroes, Superman leading the villains, and Batman leading the dead in this 80-page one-shot where everything is at stake. So it's just kind of like to follow all this, it's a lot. It's a lot to follow all this shit.
Yeah, like, why is Batman leading zombies?
And then Wonder Woman Dead Earth apparently is
Wait, is that a death metal thing? Or like just a black label thing?
I think it might be it's a black label thing.
Like an Elseworlds?
It's a hardcover graphic novel. I can tell you right now I won't read this.
No. Nah.
Based on the art.
It looks like
I'm
a bit kind
of picky about the art. I know, I'm such an asshole. I mean, there's just certain stuff that I don't get into.
That reminds me, speaking of The Last 52, mm-hmm. Our buddy Rob Kelly has started a new podcast called Fade Out,
uh-huh.
where it's about it's the final movies of like Hollywood, like actors.
Like classic actors? Or just
yeah,
actors
like he did like Orson Welles.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And there's a few others he's done.
That's kind of cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'm trying to figure out a way... Where I could find a movie of somebody like, because I love that stuff. I love being like, this was the last time he was on screen. It's like, because I've always wanted to do that with comics, where I just had the last issues of like established series and just be like, all right, well, let's talk about this book. You know, how this is the last time this, running ongoing series existed.
Right.
You know, even though it's been probably rebooted a million times because that's what happens in comics these days. But
yeah,
check out Rob's podcast.
That's cool.
It's on Fire and Water Network, and just look up Fade Out on your book almost killed me. The Fade Out on your podcast place of choice. And if you want, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And rate and review this very podcast on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Stitcher, TuneIn. Jesus Christ, there's so many other places we're at. Google Podcasts. You know, we're not on Amazon, though.
Nope,
sorry.
Fuck it.
Spotify.
Yep.
Find us on Spotify, though. And rate, review, tell your friends. Get the word out. We would really appreciate that. So happy new year once again, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.